Hare Krishna. পাদ পরমহংস পরিব্রাজিতাচার্য অষ্টোত্তর শত শ্রী শ্রীমদ অভয় চরণারবিন্দ ভক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামী প্রভুপাদ কি ইসকন ফাউন্ডার আচার্য হিজ ডিভাইন গ্রেস শ্রী প্রভুপাদ কি অনন্ত কোটি বৈষ্ণব বৃন্দ কি জয় নামাচার্য শিব হরিদাস ঠাকুর কি জয় প্রেম সে কহো শ্রী কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শিবাশরি গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ কি শ্রী শ্রী রাধা কৃষ্ণ গোপীনাথ শ্যামকুণ্ড রাধা কুণ্ড গোবর্ধন কি শ্রী শ্রী গিরিরাজ গোবর্ধন কি গোবর্ধন পূজা মহোৎসব কি সমবেত ভক্তবৃন্দ কি গ্রন্থরাজ শ্রীমদ ভাগবত কি গৌর প্রেমানন্দে হরি All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Sri Prabhupada. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinam নমস্তে সরস্বতী দেবে গৌরবাণী প্রচারিণে বিশেষ শূন্যবাণী ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায় ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায় ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Since it's Govardhan Puja today, so we selected a verse pertaining to Krishna's Govardhan Leela from the 10th canto, 24th chapter. The text that has been written on the board is the 12th verse of the 24th chapter of the 10th canto. Shri Shuka Uvacha Vacho Nishamya Nandasya Kathanesham Brajopasham Indraya Mannum Janayan Pitaram Plaha Keshavaha Shri Shuka Uvacha Vacho Nishamna Nandasya Kathanesham Prajoy Kasham Indraya Mannum Janayan Itaram Praha Keshava Vacho Nishamya Nandasya Kathanvesham Prajo Kasham Indraya Mannum Janayan Vacho Nishamya Nandasya Kathanvesham Prajo Kasham Indraya Mannum Janayan Pitaram Praha उवाच
श्री
सुखदेव गोस्वामी से वचः द वर्ड्स निशम्य हियरिंग नंदस्य ऑफ नंद महाराज तथा एंड ऑल्सो अन्वेषाम ऑफ द अदर ब्रज ओ अशाम द रेसिडेंट ऑफ ब्रज इंद्राय इन लॉर्ड इंद्र मन्नुं एंगर जनयन जेनरेटिंग पीतरं टू हिज फादर प्राह स्पोक केशव लॉर्ड केशव Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. This translation was not done by Srila Prabhupada. This was done by Prabhupada's disciples, a group of Prabhupada's disciples, made the translation of 14th chapter of 10th Canto Bhagavad, headed by Gopi Padmanabhan Prabhu, who recently led this panel. Done a brilliant work, and when we read them we see what a wonderful personality he was, what a wonderful devotee he was. And his loss has been such an irreparable loss for all of us in this time. So translation by Gopi Padmanabhan. Supadev Goswami said, when Lord Keshava, Krishna, heard the statements of his father, Nanda, and other senior residents of Braja, he addressed his father as follows to arouse anger in Lord Indra. Please repeat after me. Supadev Goswami said, when Lord Keshava, Krishna heard the statements of his father, Nanda Maharaja, and other senior residents of Braja. He addressed his father as follows to arouse anger in Lord Indra. To arouse anger in Lord Indra. Purport. Srila Sridhar Swami explained that Lord Krishna's intention was not simply to insult demigod, but rather to knock down the great mountain of false pride that had arisen within the Lord's tiny servant, who was supposed to represent the Lord as Indra. By lifting Govardhana hill, Lord Krishna would thus initiate a blissful annual festival called Govardhana Puja, and he would further enjoy the pleasant pastime of dwelling for several days beneath the hill with all his loving devotees. Sri Shuka Uvacha Vacho Nishammanandasya Tathanvesham Vajopasham Indraya Mannum Janayan Pitaram Praho Keshava. Sukadev Goswami said, when Lord Keshava Krishna heard the statements of his father, Nanda, and other senior residents of Braja, he addressed his father as follows to arouse anger in Lord. So from the purport of this verse, Jai Shri Shri Radha Madhava. From the purport of this verse we can see that the purpose of this pastime was to aggravate Indra, to make Indra angry and smash his pride. Sridhar Swami has explained that by lifting Govardhan here, Krishna smashed the mountainous pride. By lifting Govardhan mountain, he smashed the mountainous pride in the heart of Indra became proud because of his position. And Krishna as a super soul knew. He is situated in everyone's heart. And being situated in the heart, he knows what's going on in the hearts of everyone. So he knew how proud Indra became. Therefore he decided to smash the pride of him. And in this way, Krishna is establishing himself as the Supreme Personality of God. According to the demigod worshippers, Indra's position is the highest because he is the king of all the demigods. And those who go even further and worship Lord Brahma, Krishna smashed the pride of Lord Brahma through the Brahma Mohan. Those who think Lord Shiva is the highest, Krishna smashed Lord Shiva as well. When Krishna was fighting with Banasura, since Banasura was a great devotee of Lord Shiva came to his rescue. He thought that my devotee is in distress, so I must help him. So Lord Shiva came to fight with Krishna on behalf of Banasura. But Krishna smashed Lord Shiva's pride also. And as a result of that, Lord Shiva is praying to Krishna that, my Lord, why did you give me this Ishvara power due to which I think that I'm so great? And as a result of that, I fail to recognize your supreme position as the Supreme Personality of God. So in this way, Krishna is establishing his position as the Supreme Personality of God. So this verse is saying that when Krishna heard what his father had to say and what the senior members of the community of Vrindavan had to say, then Krishna started to speak. What did they say? Krishna saw that Nanda Maharaj was extremely busy. And not only Nanda Maharaj, everyone in Vrindavan was very, very busy arranging something. Krishna was only a 7-year-old boy. It has been precisely mentioned that Krishna was 7 years, 7 months, and 7 days old. And Krishna saw that his father was so busy. So like a little child, Krishna asked his father, that, "Father, please tell me what you are doing. Why are you all so busy?" Now whenever Krishna asked Nanda Maharaj some question, Nanda Maharaj used to get into anxiety. Because Krishna would ask one question. One question would be just the beginning. And then Krishna would ask one after another question in this way. So Nanda Maharaj felt that, "I'm so busy, I don't have the time to answer these questions of this little boy." So he ignored Krishna. Didn't want to reply. So Krishna held on to his cloth. "The father, why aren't you answering my question?" Then Nanda Maharaj said, "Krishna, I'm so busy today. Please leave me alone." Then Krishna said, "If you don't answer my question, you are the superior. You have a responsibility to mitigate my ignorance. I am asking to remove my ignorance. And if you don't, then I will remain in ignorance. And what do people think about your son? And they will blame you for that." So then Nanda Maharaj finally said, "Okay, tell me what you wanted to know." He said, "Why? What are you doing? Why are you so busy?" So Nanda Maharaj said, you see, today we are worshipping, we are preparing for the worship of Indra. Then Krishna said, why do you worship Indra? So Nanda Maharaj said, now it began. So Nanda Maharaj started to tell him, see, we all are cowherd. Our business is to tend cows. And for cows, we need green grass and other vegetation. And the vegetation grow because of rain. And Indra is the lord of rain. Parjanya. He is the controller of rain. So Krishna says, does Indra give rain because you worship him? Nanda Maharaj said, yes, that's true. In order to please Indra, to get rain, timely rain, we have to worship Indra. Then Krishna rose to the question that in the middle of the ocean, no one worships Indra. And nor does the ocean need any water. Then why does it rain in the middle of the ocean? So Nanda Maharaj got stuck. So Nanda Maharaj said, anyway Krishna, this is the tradition that we have followed since time immemorial, generation after generation. Then Krishna said, is this a Vedic custom or a traditional custom? That you are saying that for generations we are following the custom. Now is it a Vedic custom or just traditional custom? So Nanda Maharaj couldn't quite remember any instance in Vedas where it says that Indra should be worshipped to get rain. So Nanda Maharaj admitted that it is a traditional custom, but when the traditional custom is followed for a long, long time, then it becomes as good as the Vedic custom. Then Krishna started to tell him that, look, Father, you mentioned that we are cowherd people and our business is to maintain the cows, protect the cows. And so if that is the case, then Indra doesn't need to be worshipped. Govardhan should be. Because it is Govardhan that the cows are being maintained, and not only cows are being maintained, due to Govardhan the cows community is increasing. See from the name itself, Govardhan. Go means cows and Vardhan means increase. So the cow community is growing because of Govardhan. So let's go and worship Govardhan. So Nanda Maharaj, although Krishna was just a little boy, but Nanda Maharaj always respected Krishna's decision. And Nanda Maharaj then called all the other senior members. He said, look, this is what Krishna is suggesting, so what do you all say? And they all agreed in unison and said, yes, let us worship Govardhan since Krishna is telling. And Krishna is not only demanding just in a childish way, Krishna gave such a solid proof or argument that why Govardhan should be worshipped. It's the grass of Govardhan that the cows are grazing. It's the shelter of Govardhan that all the cowherd boys are taking shelter when they're taking care of the cows. And it is the streams of Govardhan and the fountains of Govardhan are providing all the water that the cows need when they are grazing. So actually, of the cows. So let's worship Govardhan, because after all, maintaining the cows is our business, and Krishna is telling that. So let's do that. So all the arrangements that was made to worship Indra was immediately offered to Govardhan. And the arrangement was made to feed Govardhan. They made a mountain of food called Annakoot. Anna means foodstuff and put a mountain. The mountain of food was made. And a description has been given how that mountain of food was made. The first they put the chapati. And you know what the quantity of chapati is that they made? They made chapati out of thousands of kilos of wheat. They made rice out of another thousands of kilos of rice. So thousands of kilos. Not only thousand, I'm sorry. It is says koti. Koti, you know what is a koti? Koti is 10 million. So that was the quantity they used. Tens of millions of kilos of rice, tens of millions of kilos of wheat. And with the first they stacked the chapatis, then they stacked the pudding on top of that. Then they put the rice and sweet rice and all other rice preparation, colored with different colors. And then they put the sabjis and pakoras and sweets. And this way, a mountain of food on the kuta was made. And then they created streams, fountains on them. In the mountain with flowing ghee. They made pools of yogurt, dahi, and they made rivers out of milk. They all were flowing through this mountain. In this way, they celebrated, they offered the annakoot to Giriraj Gopal. And then they saw that Govardhan assumed a gigantic form of a personality who looked just like Krishna. Only thing that this was a big Krishna whose head was touching the sky. And this personality, with his right hand, he was picking up the food from the mountain of offering that was made to him. With his right hand he was eating the food and with his left hand he was insulting Indra. There is a this is the with the index finger you kind of chastise somebody or insult somebody. And that usually people do with right hand, index finger. But he was doing that with his left hand to make him even more insulting. So, in this way, he was eating and everyone saw in great amazement that as he was taking a huge handful of foodstuff from the mountain, it was immediately replenished. So he ate in his full satisfaction. Then from the distant lakes and rivers, he took the water, first to drink and then to wash his mouth. He took so much water that the rivers and lakes and everything became dried up. So in the meantime, Indra was waiting for the worship by the cowherd community from Vrindavan, Indra noticed that they had taken all the ingredients for this worship and they started to offer it to Govardhan, a hill. So Indra started to wonder what's happening. And he became extremely angry. And this was actually Krishna's intention. He wanted to make Indra angry and then smash his pride. So Indra became so angry that he called the Samvartaka cloud. The Samvartaka cloud is the cloud that pours rain to devastate the creation at the time of enactment. This power is not utilized in normal condition. It's only at some special situation when the entire creation has to be annihilated at the end of the kalpa, then only this cloud is actually utilized. But Indra became so angry that he called this Samvartaka cloud. And he instructed Samvartaka to go to Vrindavan and destroy the cloud. So immediately Samvartaka left, and Indra also asked thunder and storm and cyclone and all these terrible, disastrous wind attacks to also accompany Samvartaka. So all of a sudden, they just finished, they just completed the circumambulation of the Govinda, the residence of Vrindavan. The residents of Vrindavan, after feeding Govardhan, they had a feast, they fed everybody. And in this way, they worshipped the Brahmana by feeding them, giving them cows. That's also Krishna told them. Krishna told them, actually you need to do three things. You need to worship three things. Cows, Govardhan, and Brahmana. Go, Brahmana, and go. So they worshipped Govardhan, then they fed the cows with green grass, and they decorated the cows and worshipped them, and then they fed the Brahmana, and after all that, they fed everybody, up to the Chanda. They fed. And then they started to circumambulate Govardhan mountain, Giridhar. So when they about almost completed the circumambulation, then they saw this terrible cloud coming in from the northeast corner. And so they all ran to Krishna. And they were afraid. They now realized that Indra is angry and Indra is launching his attack on them, going to punish him. So they approached, some of them approached Krishna, because whenever they felt in distress, whenever they were in distress, they would just approach Krishna. And some even complained to Krishna, "See Krishna, what you have done. Now because of this act, Indra is angry and now he is going to cause such a distress." Krishna said, "Don't worry." And Krishna immediately lifted Govardhan. Very easily Krishna lifted Govardhan. It is said that some saw and some did not see that at that time Krishna assumed his universal form, Virati. And that's how he very easily lifted him. Although just apparently a 7-year-old boy, he lifted Govardhan and held it on his little finger. And then the hollow that was created, Krishna asked everyone to go inside, under it. And everyone, to their great surprise, they saw that there was a staircase leading down. And there was a ramp for the cows and animals to go down. So they led the cows and the other domestic animals through the ramp. And then as they came down, they found that by lifting Govardhan, Krishna has created a huge hall. Jaya Shri Shri Radha Madhava Shri Mahaprabhu Ki Jaya, Shri Prindaki, श्री श्री पंचतत्व की श्री श्री प्रह्लाद सिंह जी बहुत ही मन A hall has been created. The floor of the hall is made of shining, brilliant marbles. And the pillars of the hall, or the wall of the hall, is decorated with most precious gems. And from the jewels, the light was coming. And the, inside the cave, cavity, there was, it was lit up. And not only that, to their great amazement, they found that all kinds of most delicious foodstuff has been arranged there. In this way, they had a wonderful time. And as Sridhar Swami mentioned in his purport to this verse, that Krishna actually made the arrangement in one hand to smash the pride of Indra, and at the same time Krishna also made the arrangements to spend 7 days with all his devotees continuously. Other associations are kind of interrupted. Krishna would spend the time, day time, with his cowherd boyfriend, and the nights with the girlfriends, cowherd damsels. And in between he would have some exchange with Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yashoda and other residents of So those interactions used to be interrupted. But now this is uninterrupted interaction between Krishna and his devotees continuously for 7 days. So then Krishna arranged the residents of Vrindavan to have a wonderful time underneath Govardhan. In the meantime, Indra started to continuously shower rains with terrible wind. And then, at one point, Indra asked thunder, lightning. So lightning was the condition of the of Vrindavan. And lightning came in a flash, went back to Indra. Said, not a single soul is there in Vrindavan. Everyone is dead. No man, no animal, nothing is there. So Indra was very happy with that. He blessed lightning. But then after a little while, wind came and said, no, his perception was wrong. After eating all the foodstuff that was offered to you, this mountain had become so strong that it started to float in the sky, fly in the sky, and all the residents of Vrindavan had gone under that mountain. So Indra became very, very upset. So he said, he contemplated by in himself that there used to be a mountain that used to fly. That's called Vainag. But I cut its wings. And did the Vainag grow its wings again and started to fly? Anyway, with the thunder, Indra actually cut the wings of Vainag. So he decided to also smash this mountain with the thunder. He incessantly started to shower or cast thunderbolts. But nothing happened. Because Krishna was holding it, the thunder's power was completely subdued. So Indra became worried. Continuously he did it for 7 days and nothing happened. It was unusual experience. So Indra wondered what should be done. He couldn't figure out for himself what was actually the matter. So then Indra went to Brihaspati, his guru, and he told him what actually happened. Then Brihaspati said, Indra, you made a big mistake. This cowherd, whom you are thinking to be an ordinary cowherd boy, is not an ordinary cowherd boy. He is your Lord and Master. He is our Lord and Master, Vishnu himself, Narayan himself. So Indra became very worried because he realized that he committed a great offense at the lotus feet of Narayan. So he asked Brihaspati, so tell me, what should I do? Like, he must be very angry. Brihaspati said, yes, no doubt he is very angry. But you can do one thing. Surabhi, the celestial cow, is very dear to Krishna. So you take Surabhi and approach him. And when Krishna sees Surabhi, then his anger will subside. And then you can come out and offer prayers to him and beg for his forgiveness. So Indra did that. Indra took Surabhi and hiding behind his tail, holding on to his tail and hiding behind his hind legs, he approached Krishna. And just by seeing Surabhi, Krishna became extremely pleased, and Surabhi bathed Krishna with a shower of milk. In this way, an abhishek was performed for Krishna. And then, when Indra was little confident that Krishna's anger had subsided, so he came out and started to offer prayers to Krishna. So this has been described in the four chapters of Srimad, 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Chapter 24, 25, 26 and 27. You can well imagine how elaborate the description is in the 10th canto. But in short, this is how this Indra Puja Govind was stopped, and in lieu of that Govardhan Puja was performed. Then the 25th chapter describes wonderful Krishna. Krishna is so wonderful. And this is how the devotees of Vrindavan will always experience the wonderful Krishna. Through all his pastimes, iti triksha lilabhi, as we sing every night during Damodarashtra. Iti triksha lilabhi ananda kunde shabhosham nimajjantam akkhappayati tadiyeshi taggeshu bhaktai jitattam punam prematastam shatapritivam. Iti drik, in this way, shalilabhi, by performing his pastimes, lila, Krishna submerges his devotees in an ocean of joy, ananda. Nimajjantam, submerges, drowns his devotees in an ocean of excess. So these are these wonderful pastimes of Krishna, through which Krishna submerges his devotee in an ocean of ecstasy. That's why he is Leela Purushottam. There is a brief background of Govardhan also. You see, according to the Vedic understanding, even these mountains and hills, they are also personalities. Like Himalaya. It's a mountain, although it's a mountain, but he's a personality. And Himalaya's daughter is Parvati, who got married to Lord Shiva. similarly Vinda in the mountain. There is another very special mountain called Dronachal. It's considered to be the king of the mountain. It's situated in the Shalmali Island. There are 7 islands, and Shalmali is one of the islands. And this Shalmali Island, in the Shalmali Island, there is this Dronachal. Drona had a son, and his name is Govardhan. Govardhan is Drona Mountain's son. So once Pulastha Rishi wanted to take Drona, approach Drona to take Govardhan to Kashi, Benares. And so Govardhan agreed to go on one condition, that he has to take him in one go. He only, Pulastha should not place him or put him down on the ground. If he did, then he would move from to the state. So these are also the divine arrangements of the Lord. But Govardhan had to come to Vrindavan. So Pulastha was taking him from the western side to Benares, to Kashi, another Tirtha of Lord Shiva, abode of Lord Shiva. And but when they were flying over, when he was flying with Govardhan above Vrindavan, Govardhan became so heavy that Pulastha could not carry him anymore. So Pulastha just couldn't carry him and placed him. And then he realized that he had been tricked by Govardhan. So he cursed Govardhan that every day you will reduce by the size of a grain. And that is why Govardhan's size is reducing. But he was also very pleased with him. And he blessed him that he would have the mercy of the Supreme Personality of God when he would come. So this is how Govardhan appeared in Vrindavan. Another interesting anecdote is, this actually happened in Satyayuga. And do you all know who is Pulastha? Pulastha is one of the 10 sons of Lord Rama. Pulastha, Pulaha, Kratu, Angira, Marichi, Daksha, Nara. These are the 10 sons of Lord Rama. So Pulastha is one of the Prajapati. And Pulastha also happens to be the father of Ravan. Ravan, Kumbhakarna, Vibhishan, and Surpanakha. They are the sons of Pulastha. Another son of Pulastha through another wife is Kubera. That's why they're half brothers, Ravan and Kubera. So another anecdote is that when Lord Ramchandra was building the bridge across Lanka, then Hanuman was carrying the mountain to throw in the ocean, build a bridge. And but when it came to, when he was about to take Govardhan to the ocean to build the bridge for Lord Ramchandra, then he realized that the bridge had been completed. So he told Govardhan, "I'm sorry, I can't take you. And Govardhan was very upset that he could be engaged in the service of Lord Ramchandra. So he was very upset. So then Brahma came and said, don't worry. In this pastime, you won't be able to participate in Lord's pastime of Lord Ramchandra. But soon, the next yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Krishna will come. And Krishna will play with you, and Krishna will play in. And this is how Govardhan was blessed with the benediction from Lord Brahma to be able to take part in Krishna's pastimes in Dwapara. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Giriraj Govardhan ki, Govardhan Puja Mahotsav ki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveto Bhakta Vrinda ki, Gaur Premanande. So, it's already quite late. As I told you the other day, this reminds me to finish the class at 8:15. I'm sorry, 8:45. Today I took 15 minutes or 12 minutes more because the class started late. So I won't take any question today. Govardhan Puja Mahotsav ki, Giriraj Govardhan ki, Gaur Premanande Hari.